The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Train, train, coming right around the bend. Train, train, coming right around the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again.
On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, I was really waiting for the little engine that could, but you held out restraint. Good, I know that took discipline. Good job, Gary.
I've been working on the railroad. That's so cliche.
But it's so good.
I know.
In preparation of this, I have been working on the railroad.
Now, was it you or was it Nicole?
Nicole's been working. Yeah, she's been she worked very hard on this.
Now, Nicole, you put together 6 pages of research here. Is this something we can put on a PDF and throw on our website for somebody that's interested to download? I mean, you've got how many hours did you put into this?
Oh, it was a few days of research.
Well,
spent a lot of time in the Arizona room at the Phoenix Library. So, but yeah, you're more than welcome to post it.
She's very good at what she does.
Yes, this is very impressive. Now, a publication I've been enjoying reading is called the Territorial News. I found it last month when we were leaving the hotel in Florence, Arizona. This is published out of Apache Junction. It's a bi-weekly publication, your connection to the Old West, and they play a trivia game with their readers. And this one's question is, Arizona's early growth was fueled by what's known as the 5 C's.
Copper, climate, cotton.
Cattle. Citrus.
Citrus, yes.
Rails, the trains for the transportation is critical to 4 of those 5. Mm-hmm. And those other 4 aren't possible without the 5th one, climate.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things to really kind of make all this really touch off in Arizona is the Gadsden Purchase back in 1853. After we concluded the war with Mexico, we paid $15 million to them for what's essentially lots of Arizona and New Mexico, parts of California, whatnot. But as it turns out, when the surveyors came through and said, well, we really need this flat southern Arizona area to bring the railroad through, oops, we didn't get that piece of land. So we bought another 29,000 square miles of land, the Gadsden Purchase in 1853, for another $10 million.
Which was done with James Gadsden and Jefferson Davis.
Mm-hmm. That was part of the pre-Civil War, Jefferson Davis serving in Congress. He was a big advocate of the railroad and wanted a southern, imagine that, because he was from Mississippi, wanted a southern route. I see a look on your face.
Well, I won't. I'm not going to go into a history battle with a history professor. I think Jefferson Davis was from Kentucky. He served in Louisiana because Rosie was born in Jefferson Davis Parish.
Right.
South.
Right. Right. Born in Kentucky, but he was called Mississippi his home for a period of time.
Okay.
And then after the war, he was in Louisiana. And they've got a big tribute to him in the Civil War Museum there in New Orleans.
Which I've not been to, but here's phenomenal.
It's really great.
That and the World War II Museum.
And the World War II Museum.
You've got to see those.
That's a must-see.
We'll save that for a whole other topic.
Yes.
Hey, I do want to just kind of give a shout-out to Rosie, who's still recuperating a little bit. But I got a book here for him, Jay Wagner's book, Arizona Territory, 1863 to 1912, A Political History. I'm going to send home. This is probably the best one-volume book on
that looks like
10 history.
Volumes.
It is 400 pages or so, but it's a good read, and a really lively read on for 400 pages on a political history of territorial Arizona, best one-volume book on that period of time.
That
so
is a topic
I'm
he loves.
I'm going to put my Nostradamus hat on and predict that the 7 o'clock Arizona hour content of 2020 is going to be heavily focused around that book.
It's a great read, and what's nice is it ties the politics and the environment and the little towns and the places and the names, and it really just does that in a way that's very, very readable and understandable.
And some of it, the history is pretty brutal. We've been watching, Rosie and I have been watching Who Made Men Who Built America,
uh-huh,
the series on the History Channel. It is incredible. Just Rockefeller, Carnegie, just very powerful history.
Yeah, Rockefeller's mantra of pay no profit is what made his success, because instead of paying the guy to put to buy barrels to put his oil in, he bought the factory that makes the barrels, and he bought the trucks that put the trucks in. So he could pay no profit, and that's how he made.
Well, he decided he didn't want to pay the railroads anymore to haul his oil, so he built pipeline. I mean, mm-hmm. nobody had done that before. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, go around them, pay no profit. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, so that's a good read there. That for
thank you. Yes. He'll appreciate that.
He will. I get it first though.
Okay. And on Facebook, I put up a bunch of it'll be up in a few minutes here. All the not all, but a lot of the train parks and trains that you can see and ride in Arizona, all the way from Flagstaff, Tucson.
Because there's a lot yeah. starting when you say Flagstaff. Let's jump over to Williams. You've got the.
The
Grand Canyon Railroad.
Mm-hmm. Coming over to Flagstaff, there's one. Which one you mentioned? Flagstaff,
Grand Canyon Railway and Hotel.
That's Williams. Okay, yeah. So then you've got the one down in Verde Valley that goes up to Cornville.
Mm-hmm. Verde Valley Railroad.
There's the Daisy Mountain Railroad in Anthem.
I don't know that one.
It's a little park. It's real cute. McCormick Railroad Park is amazing.
There's one that's off of Pinnacle Peak and about 43rd Avenue right next to what used to be Waterworld USA. It's changed so many times, but that's what it was when I was growing up, and forever it'll be Waterworld USA. There's like 4 miles of trains there. Tucson, they've even got a club in Tucson for people that want to build train sets at their home. And exhibit a lot at the Saba Home Shows where we originally seen them. They've got all kinds of train homes with little train tracks all around Tucson.
Well, and of course, the McCormick Park has a big indoor train set there too. So
it's a work of art.
We'll publish this resource guide, and you've got all those links to trains throughout Arizona. Dr. Dean, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us in, and thank you, Nicole, for helping out with this.